time for a Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do.
So, you remember the scene from the classic movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off, where Ferris drops his friend's Ferrari off at a valet before they explore Chicago.
Listen, I want you to take extra special care of this vehicle, okay?
Hey, no problem.
Great.
Trust me.
Famous last words.
I imagine the star of our Setting the Bar story, a.k.a. Augusto, hasn't seen that.
Gotcha.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without Ferris Buellering a car when you're the valet, you're doing okay.
Taking it for a little joyride?
Yeah, this is in Miami. Mm-hmm. So he got caught. The guy drops his car off. Now, I don't know. The story didn't say what kind of car it was. All right?
Okay.
But the guy drops his car off. And then instead of going inside, decides, you know what? I'm going to go across the street to the convenience store, grab a pack of smokes. So that's when he's walking across the street and he sees 23-year-old Augusto full-on Ferris Buellering the car, taking it high speed, boom.
Like, that's not the garage.
No, he completely turned around and like went on a joyride.
Wow. And most of us, if you've ever valeted the car, had somebody else park it, you're not making note of the mileage, right?
No.
You're not noticing that.
No.
So that you know to compare, like, oh, if there's 50 more miles
right
on it.
I dropped this car off with 50,000 miles. Now there's 50,000. What have you been doing?
Where has this been when I've been inside the restaurant?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Augusto, the police caught up with him.
Had some questions.
Ended up arresting him for grand theft because he was still, he hadn't parked it. Like, the lot was not where he was going.
How long did he have it out?
I don't know. But the guy literally caught him. Was like, that's my car.
That's my car. There's my car.
Okay.
Okay, have fun.
Okay. Yeah, it is. It's a fun car.
I'm going to need to talk to your supervisor.
Hope you enjoy that. So again, I don't know if you work as a valet. I've always thought...
Maybe they didn't know. Maybe there's not a handbook when you get hired as a valet.
There is. Yeah. My friend worked as...
Did they tell you don't drive the cars anywhere other than to the parking garage?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just shuffling around cars. That's
right.
Your job.
Yes.
So, all right. Yes. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without Ferris Buellering the car when you're a valet, you're doing okay. That is your Setting the Bar story.